This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
K2PCB, this is KE2GDQ. How are you on this Wednesday/Friday morning?
Well, that's exactly about all I can think about today, is winding down the week and getting into the weekend. Being the last weekend before Christmas, I'm going to be mucho busy. And, there's Russ. Morning, Russ. I'm just passing his street, and he was cued to pull out there. Yeah, today's my holiday luncheon with my boss. He is buying us lunch today, Bill Hines, so that's cool. And got my Christmas sweater on. I am ready. And then the icing on the cake. Hopefully it all goes through well. I found a manual tuner, MFJ 971 tuner on Facebook, made an offer, they accepted, and the seller is in Depew, so I'm waiting for a response on them to see if we can arrange a pickup today for after work. Yeah, so far today is going very well. How about you?
Definitely sounds like your day's going well. That's great. Yeah, always getting a free lunch from PCB is always a good thing. So far, my day is going well. Felt good this morning when I woke up. We have a niece coming over mid-morning so we can meet her new baby. And then I think we're going to my daughter's house later this afternoon, early evening, to watch the kids for a little bit. One of them has a taekwondo belt test that they need to take. So it'll be a little bit busy day, but hopefully I can get some time to update the firmware in this radio. I did download the firmware. Now I just need to upload it to the radio.
Were you able to confirm that you had a previous version on there, or will you not know that until you get into the update process?
I probably won't know until I get into the update process.
Okay. Yeah, sounds like you've got a full day there. Yeah, and updating the firmware, it'd be nice to know. You know, if you're going from the same to the same, well, then you're not really looking for anything. But if there's a difference, and again, you can go back to the change logs to see what else changed. That should be cool. And the Taekwondo student there, is this their first belt, or are they working through the colors?
This would be their first belt. Obviously everyone gets a white belt when they start. And so I think this is the yellow belt she'll be getting.
Well, that's pretty cool. I've always thought, not always, but actually kind of not too long ago, I wanted to do something similar but very, very much more tame. I thought some Tai Chi in the morning might be good for my core strength and peace of mind. And I was actually looking for videos on, you know, some good morning routines and finding some stuff, but some of it seemed a little awkward, a little hokey. If I find something, I wouldn't mind trying that. You know, 20 minutes in the morning, that would be kind of cool. But haven't seen Ross back there. I should probably pause and say good morning again and welcome him to the group this morning. Or not. Maybe Ross is focused on something else this morning.
He can't reach us. Or reach me, so I know he waits a little bit.
Yeah, I used to pick him up for the duration of his travel. But you're right. If he can't get to you, he might be holding off. All right. The seller on Facebook was a female, and is, from what I can tell, and. It almost looks like, amongst other things, she's selling off ham equipment. And I will say, you know, I did just a quick little research because Facebook Marketplace can be a little sketchy. And it looks like what I assume is her husband is a ham. And so it gives me a little bit of pause and makes me wonder why she's selling off this gear unless she is just selling his surplus stuff that he doesn't need. But also in the listing was an MFJ code reader. So it couldn't decode Morse code, CW, RTTY. I think there's a couple of the packet modes that it can handle. She was asking $50 for it, but a lot of that stuff I think you can do with a PC now. Having it in dedicated hardware is, you know, maybe unnecessary, unless you wanted to have it standalone, not needing a PC. I actually thought about it.
Yeah, I need to start looking at Facebook Marketplace for ham equipment. It's just something I haven't made and I'm going to use in air quotes here, a habit of doing on a regular basis, which I need to start doing. I should get an HF rig. You know, obviously there are some technician license privileges on HF where I could... I can always listen, no matter what. I can always listen. So I should start looking at doing that.
Yeah, and like I was saying with the, and many times before, if you tune into the web SDR and listen there, give you a good feel for maybe where you want to be, what bands you might want to get yourself set up for and whatnot. And... I'm actually rolling up to a cash dispensary here, because I like never carry cash, and I don't even have $40 on me, so I need to hit the ATM right here real quick, and I'll be back in a couple seconds. K2PCB.
KD2GDQ, KC2PET.
KC2PET, this is KD2GDQ. How are you on this Wednesday morning?
I'm doing great. It's a much warmer day today. It's nice to kind of get the slush and the salt off the roads, and I'm feeling this 40-degree weather. It's much better than 10.
Yeah, excuse me. Yes, I hear you. I agree. Warmer weather is a little bit better. But if it stays cold. It gets cold and stays cold, then I'm okay. I don't like a lot of temperature swings, but it looks like we're going to have for the next day or two some warmer weather.
I'm okay with that. Definitely warmer weather. The only thing, I know a lot of people like a white Christmas, so I guess it just adds that extra joyfulness to the season.
Yeah, for some reason we've been conditioned to think that we need a white Christmas, but I do remember as a kid, some 60 years ago, having a couple of green Christmases, and Christmas was still Christmas. We still had toys. We didn't have to have the snow, but for some reason, we think we have to have a white Christmas.
Yeah, I don't see it either, but I get your point. I like, seems like you are on the searching for HF equipment, sounds like, I overheard.
Yeah, I'm thinking that I need an HF rig. There are some privileges for technician there, so I could start listening. And then, when I get my general, then I'll already have it, and then it'll open up some more privileges on HF. Or like I told Travis, if nothing else, I can just keep listening. There's nothing to stop me from listening. So I can do that.
Oh, that's correct. Nothing can't stop you from listening. I I always used to think that maybe if my body got rigged, that would push me more to get my general. But it doesn't seem to be working that way because I haven't bought a radio yet or even got taken my general yet.
No, I hear you. Yeah, maybe it would push me a little bit harder. I have been taking the practice exams, and I'm right there at the border. I maybe pass one test, barely, and then fail another test. So I need to do a little bit more studying, and I'll get there soon.
Yeah, that's how I usually roll, too. Only thing is, I get a little gun-shy then if I fail a test. Because if I pass one, I'll be like, oh, good. And if I fail, like, one, and then I'm like, oh, maybe I need to study more. Maybe it's just because you don't know what the question pool is going to be like, so. Yeah, I would probably take a, I should probably go on Travis's little website there and take his test. Yeah, those, get myself at least kind of started on that whole thing.
Oh, that thing that Travis set up is absolutely awesome. I know that definitely helped me pass my technicians. And what's nice about it is, like, if I'm babysitting with the kids and after they go down, if it's in the evening or when they have quiet time, I can spend 10, 15 minutes stuck, and I use the air quotes, studying, going through the questions. Or if I'm waiting for the doctor or, you know, waiting someplace, it gives me a few minutes. I can run through a dozen or so questions. And so, yeah, I think it does help.
All right. I'll turn it over to Travis or even Justin there. Good morning, Travis.
Good morning there, Sir Ross. I was stuck behind a garbage truck for a second there. And as silly as it sounds, because I don't get to watch them too closely too often because our garbage gets picked up from a dumpster, watching the mechanics of that arm do its thing. Obviously there's the elimination of the manual pickup, but the technology to, you know, bring that arm out, pick up the bin, empty it, set it back down, and they do a pretty good job at getting it to sit flat so long as the ground's flat without tipping over. That's pretty cool. You were talking about White Christmases, and I wouldn't mind having the opportunity for a palm tree Christmas maybe once in my life. That would be pretty neat. It seems awkward, but I wouldn't mind experiencing it. And with that, I'll say good morning to Jeff if he's in there. If not, then back to Brad.
I guess I had a palm tree Christmas once when I was in stationed in Indian Springs, Nevada. There was a Christmas there that I wasn't home, and I wouldn't say we had palm trees in Indian Springs, but it was in the desert. There was no snow, and it was still a good day. To experience some palm trees like down in Florida, Key West or something, it might be worth a try.
Oh, yeah, you have to have all the Hawaiian Christmas music playing and so on and so forth. Melikalikimaka, or however you say it there, would be playing all the time. And, yeah, at least once. I wouldn't want to do it all the time.
Yeah, when I was in Florida, it kind of felt weird listening to that kind of music in November. So I don't know what would it even be like for Christmas. It'd probably feel even weirder. Plus, I always like being home for family. I don't know if I could spend a week in Christmas in Florida.
What if your family was with you?
If they were with me, yeah, I'd probably be all right with it.
Yeah, I agree. As long as the family was with me, I guess then it would be all right.
All right, gentlemen, I've got 6:44, and as I was kind of alluding to with Brad this morning, it's going to be a busy Wednesday/Friday, and excuse me, I have a meeting at 11 o'clock. We have a luncheon at 12, which is scheduled to 1:30, an hour and a half. So that's 2.5 hours just taken right out of my day. And if that Facebook Marketplace thing goes through for today, I'll probably want to get out the door as soon as I can. So if you didn't hear, Ross, I pulled the trigger on making an offer on a MFJ manual tuner. Just a small one. But, you know, for $40, yeah, I'll take a chance on it. So I'll see if I can pick that up today. That would be nice. All right, I'm going to head on in. And if I wake up in the morning, maybe I'll catch you guys. Otherwise, I will catch you guys on Monday. So this is K2PCB. Have a wonderful weekend.
73's K2PCB. You have a wonderful long weekend. And I will definitely be monitoring tomorrow morning. So we'll maybe talk to you then. You have, Ross, you tomorrow's your early day, correct?
Yeah, I'll see you in there, Travis. And, yes, Brad. Actually, this is kind of... No, it's not my Friday yet. Yes, Thursdays were early, so I won't talk to you then. So I'll have to poke Jeff more. Say, hey, you can talk to Brad. He's going to be lonely in the morning. And I have Friday and Monday off. So I won't talk to you until next Tuesday.
Ah, nice four-day weekend. That's awesome. No, that'll be really nice. I used to really like those. I don't know. It just made sense. It just felt right. If that makes sense.
Yeah. I had to use up. I still need my. You know how it is. You got to use up to 40 hours of time left for your time off, or you lose it. So. That's what I'm doing. I needed to take 4 days, so I have, like I said, Friday, Monday, and then I have to come back Tuesday, and then obviously the Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and then that Friday we're all off. So, and then I have that Monday, Tuesday off, so I have like 2 weeks. Well, not quite 2 weeks. That'll be about a week and about a week time off. I only have to use 3 days of PTO time. That works out pretty good.
Yes. I remember doing the exact same thing, always trying to save enough PTO either to roll a little bit over or to use it all up by through the new year so that I would end up with almost 2 weeks off there at Christmas, you know, a good chunk of time off at Christmas, and it seemed to work out really nice. It was a really nice break.
Yeah, I didn't know it was supposed to get windy today. But yeah, I always saved it, and my wife always asked me, why don't you just use it? I'm like, well, I go, one for illness, which I actually did use today for being sick. And the other thing is, you don't know what the weather's going to do. You know, and I've seen, you know, I've had time, and I've seen it where some other people, they use up all the time already, and it's like the beginning of December. And then here comes the old man winter, and, you know, dump. Like 3 or 4 feet or snow, you know, and everything, nobody can move or go anywhere, and then it's like, okay, and then the PCB offers the option either you take your time or use the time you have, or, you know, you have to make it up, and then you're working your butt off the whole week trying to make up the time, and much nicer just to use the time that you have available to you.
Yes, I agree. I always like to, like you said, save a few days just in case there was an illness and you needed to take a day or two off, or the weather. There was a time there that I was always bringing my computer home at night, especially this time of year. So if the weather did get bad, then at least I had the opportunity, for me anyways, at that time I could work from home and, you know, log in and do, there was always something I could do. But, yeah, to save, especially with you having a child, if they call off school, you know, then you've got the time to be able to stay home.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing I forgot about that, too. That's bit me once or twice. The school called off, said that they're closed. I'm like, I don't understand why, but I guess, you know, they said it was supposed to snow really bad. It was one of those deals where the weatherman was like, yep, it's going to be whiteout blizzard-like conditions. And then it's like, okay, you got like an inch or two of snow. It wasn't really that bad. But that is what it is. But yeah, the whole, what do your kid has off of school, he got to stay home with kids. Me and my wife tend to take turns. I usually will start the one day, and then if it continues on until like the next day, then my wife will take off, and then I can go to work.
Oh, that works. That works out really well.
So, Brad, nothing against your new radio, but I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's, alright, at the very beginning, it's almost like a spring click. I hear a ring. It's not bad. It's nothing that affects you at all. I just notice that every time you key up, I hear this little, like a ding right in the beginning. Does that microphone got like a spring in it? Does it like click, or is it just, you know, or is it something else?
There is a definite click when I press the mic. So it may be transmitting that click. What about at the tail end? Is there any noise there?
Oh, no. Yeah, there's nothing at the end. Your audio is perfect. Like I said, I noticed that once you, and it only happens with your radio. I hear it just like a ring right in the very beginning. And it doesn't even, you know, it's only like a couple milliseconds that I hear it. And then after that, your audio is, you know, full quiet. It's kind of funny, but I just noticed it a little while ago. I'm like, huh. I didn't know if, because, you know, there's certain, sometimes the oscillator for a transmitter, sometimes I think that'll do it. But most of the time it's more like a spring or something like that in the microphone that kind of resonates or vibrates a little bit when it's pressed.
That very well could be. Like I said, there's a definite click. Obviously, there is some spring there that I'm compressing, you know, to turn that switch on. As long as everything else is good, I guess I can deal with that. Unless I can find a headset with a foot switch or something, that might work too.
Yeah, you don't have to change anything. Like I said, it's just, I just wonder if it's audible on your end. You can hear it when you, you know, before you talk, you can hear that little ring. Yeah, I wouldn't change anything for radio at all. There's nothing, you know, it's not even really that bad. It's something that I noticed.
I guess it's just one of those idiosyncrasies of this particular radio and or microphone combination. One of these days we'll have to do the playback because you do have a record thing on there, right? And we could play it back and I could hear it.
Yeah, that's an option in All-Star. Yeah, it does. It'll record your audio and play it back. So, yeah, like I said, don't even really worry about it. Forget I even brought it up. Like I said, wasn't that big of a deal.
Okay, it's just, I'm curious now. Not that I, you know, like you said, I mean, I could maybe fix it. I don't know. That's interesting. We'll do that some other time. No big deal. And I'm seeing that it's 6:55, so you probably got to boogie on in. So I'll make this my final. This is KE2GDQ, KC2PDT, U73s. Have a great day. Have a good long weekend.
Yes, 73 to you. Definitely have to make sure Jeff's on with you tomorrow so you're not the Lone Ranger on the frequency. All right, Brad, you have a good long weekend. I'm sure you have your grandkids coming over, and enjoy them as well. 73 to you, 82 GDQ, KC2 PET. Have a good day, Brad.